Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Happy Tuesday, where I hope you're having a happy day and you're feeling energized and ready to start your day. Following yesterday's deep dive into understanding the why of student absenteeism, today we're going to shift our focus a little bit. We're going to talk about identifying some best practices when it comes to tackling this topic of student absenteeism. We'll explore what's working in other schools and why, sharing concrete strategies and approaches that have proven effective in reducing chronic absenteeism and help foster a culture of consistent attendance. Okay, so let's explore some best practices for tackling student absenteeism. First of all, we want to establish proactive communication relationships. Now, a lot of schools that are doing a great job with combating this issue are starting with those clear, positive communication channels with families from day one. Really reaching out to those families to build that strong, trusting relationship, not only between the school itself, but between staff, students, and our families. Robert Panatta from the University of Virginia states this best, says relationships are the foundation of effective interventions. Before we can actually intervene to a problem, we have to have that relationship established. And that's going to start with that early outreach. When absences begin to occur, we want to make that connection with families. We don't want to just wait until this becomes a chronic issue. Then it feels like we're fixing the problem rather than trying to come up with solutions. Think about this from a tiered intervention plan. We talk about MTSS all the time, tier one, tier two, tier three supports. Well, this also works with attendance. That tier one, that universal support for all students, that's that positive school culture and climate. We want to have engaging curriculum instruction, but we also need to have clear attendance policies that are communicated effectively. It's a good time for us to think about those recognition programs. Recognition doesn't have to just be for behavior. It can also be for good attendance. Think about the old days of the perfect attendance records. Well, perfect is one thing, but just great attendance or improved attendance can also be something. And it doesn't have to be a formal public recognition. Even just letters going home that are stating, hey, this has been a great quarter, or this has been a great month for attendance for you. Keep up the good work. Those little bits and pieces that school districts are doing make a huge impact when it comes to student attendance. So when we get to tier two and we're talking about targeted interventions for at-risk students, this is a good time for us to bring in the mentoring programs that are out there, or one that we can start on our own. And it's going to start also with those individualized attendance plans. Have that mentor part of developing that plan. But when we think about the plan, be realistic. We can't expect a student that's been gone a ton to all of a sudden now show up every single day, every single minute. No, there's going to be some phases into getting that routine better established. Again, anything that we can get is going to be an improvement. So try to work through the plan realistically. Maybe this is some check-in, check-out type of stuff, which of course is a standard tier two intervention, but maybe also involving some community resources if possible. Attendance Works has a great quote on this. They talk about that when schools partner with community organizations, they expand their capacity to address non-academic barriers to attendance. Are there groups out there that can maybe help foster some before or after school programs that parents can't afford to do the other ones that are out there, but maybe a local group is willing to run something here just to try to help improve the community? All of these are going to go back to that individualized attendance plan. What best fits the student? Schools that are having the most success, again, those plans are specific to the student. It is not just a carbon copy that everybody gets put on a quote-unquote attendance contract. No, it's individualized. It's really written for the student. Now, let's talk about the tier three, because obviously this is great and wonderful, but we still have those kids that are just chronically absent. They need more intensive intervention. This is where the home visit's going to come in. Got to get out of the office, got to get to the house, got to talk with parents, go to them to try to get them to come to you. Also think about some opportunities here, again, for those community resources, maybe some counseling or social services, not only for the student, but for the family to try to help, again, get to that why of why we're missing school. Good time for those multidisciplinary team meetings to really develop those comprehensive student support plans. Maybe we have a student who's just struggling in all academic areas except for one, and that one is the key that's going to be able to get them back to school. We really want to drive that point home for that student and use that to leverage better attendance. Now, all of this that we're talking about, all three tiers, we're going to need to really take a look at data. Use that data to make our decisions. We want to regularly monitor attendance data. We want to identify patterns, trends, use that data to pinpoint specific students. Try to, again, get out ahead of this and not be so reactive. Look at grade levels. Maybe there's groups of students that are requiring support. And then when we start getting into these interventions, we got to track which ones are working for us and adjust as needed. That data is going to help tell us what barriers we need to address directly. Maybe it is transportation. Maybe we need to figure out how we can provide some transportation support for various groups of students, grade levels. Again, that data is going to tell us where that should go. Also, it might just be that families need some food assistance or some housing resources. Back to the why piece. How do we connect those families to those things? That data is going to tell us where we need to spend our resources. The other thing to always consider, too, is try to always offer mental health support when possible. Whether it's within the school or through some community partnerships, support's going to be key. When we address students' basic needs, it's often the first step in improving attendance. Okay, so to recap today, we're identifying best practices for student absenteeism, and this means focusing on proactive relationships. That's the biggest key today. We want to implement a tiered system of support, leverage data for informed decisions, and then directly address the barriers that students are facing. It's about creating this comprehensive ecosystem of care and support that encourages every student to be in school every day. Think of it like tending a garden. Some plants need a little water. Others need more sun, and some require specific nutrients to truly flourish. Our best practices are going to help nurture each student so they can grow effectively. Thanks for listening. I hope you have an awesome Tuesday. We will be back again tomorrow with some more on student absenteeism. But again, thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.